Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is 7 Reasons to Read Your Bible. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor. Seven Reasons to Read Your Bible, written and read by Lynette Kittle. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. Many Christians are satisfied in hearing God's word secondhand through a pastor, teacher, author, or online post. It takes less time, seems easier than trying to figure it out themselves, and leaves the in-depth studying to someone else, allowing a middleman or third person to take the place of God's voice in their relationship with Him. Sadly, countless individuals feel inadequate to read their Bibles, living under the false misconception that they are not able to understand it on their own. Jehovah's Witnesses are instructed to not ever read their Bible on their own, but to wait for a church elder to teach it to them. But it's not true that one has to have a certain level of education or training to understand the truth of God's word. Because in John 14:26, Jesus tells us, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Both believers and non-believers resist reading the Bible for themselves for various reasons. Some view themselves as unqualified, while some are taught to be dependent on others to tell them what it says. Sadly, all are missing out on hearing God speak to them through it. As Proverbs 6:21 and 22 explains how God speaks to us through His Word. And God wants to talk to each one of us individually through His Word. It is His primary way of speaking to us. But when we go through a middleman, we are losing the one-to-one connection and relationship that God longs to personally have with each one of us. Following are 7 reasons why it's absolutely essential for every believer in Jesus Christ to read their Bible on their own. Number 1, God's Word is living. Because it is actively at work in our lives to help transform us to be more like Christ. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Number 2, God's Word trains and equips us. As 2 Timothy 3:16 and 2 Timothy 3:17 explains, as believers in Jesus Christ, we need its training, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Likewise, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Number 3, God's Word gives us wisdom. God's Word gives us an advantage over our enemies, as described in Psalm 119:98. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. Number 4, God's Word teaches us truth. As Christians, we are called to know the truth of God's Word. Without it, we have no reference for truth and have no way of knowing on our own what is true and what is a lie. Knowing God's truth sets us free from being deceived and misled in the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:31 and 32. Number 5, God's Word protects us. Proverbs 6:22 describes how God's Word watches over us when we sleep, as well as Proverbs 35 states, "Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him." Number 6, God's Word is life and health to us. God's Word gives us life, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Proverbs 4:22. Number 7, God's Word enables us to stand against attacks of the enemy. God's Word gives us the authority to stop the enemy's attacks from infiltrating our hearts and minds. Like 2 Corinthians 10:5 explains, "With God's Word, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Intersecting faith and life. Are you reading God's Word for yourself? If not, make a commitment to add it to your daily or weekly schedule. Look for and set aside times you can read it on your own. Further reading. What should I do when I'm struggling to read God's Word? Also, 4 miracles found in reading God's Word.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.